Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, we get an update on the Browns quarterback situation and dive into the Browns self-scout for the bye week. Plus, Matt Wilhelm talks to Corey Coleman about his touchdown against the New York Giants.
It's crazy, exactly, because you practice it all week and it works out.
And Dustin Fox talks with Danny Shelton about his Pro Bowl caliber second season. Welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan's Girl alongside the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and coach Robert Griffin III returning as the starting quarterback. You said that earlier today. What led to that decision?
Well, I got a chance to see him in practice. I got a chance to see him lead his offensive unit. I thought that he looked extremely well. You know, it looks like he has everything he needs to go out there and play, and I think he's eager to be out there and play, to go play. So I'm looking forward to watching him.
What does that do for you as a play caller to have a guy who we know is a very good deep ball thrower, and that's something that you've really wanted to stress during the season?
Well, I think it opens up different possibilities for our offensive football team. There's a few more things we can do. Not that we didn't try to do certain things when the other quarterbacks played, but he just has a different skill set. So you try to play to the quarterback's skill set.
Now, one guy who's a quarterback's best friend is his left tackle, and Joe Thomas. We know how good he is on the field. We know how good he is off the field. He was the 2016 Browns Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominee. What does he mean to this team and this organization?
Wow, he obviously he's a tremendous player, but more so than that, he's a tremendous person. I think he's a tremendous leader. He's been great in the locker room with our young players, even with our veteran players, and he's been great with this coaching staff. If there's one guy that we can truly depend on, it's Joe Thomas.
I guess you should have placed bets on the Joes to win awards, because Joe Thomas won the Walter Payton Man of the Year, the Ed Block Courage Award. Joe Hayden, voted on by his teammates, just like he was made a captain. What has he shown you this year?
That he wants to be out there. You know, again, Joe Hayden is one of the better corners in this league, and it's unfortunate sometimes that I think people in our situation right now, where we're not able to do certain things defensively, I think people kind of put him down. But I think he's having a good year, and I think as our pressure gets better, I think he'll get better. You know, I think he's a guy that we like to match up against the better receivers in this league. I think he's having a good year. A lot of people don't know that. I think he's fought through some injuries to be out there with his teammates, and that does display courage.
All right, Coach, let's get back to football. It was the bye week, so there wasn't a game, but I know you were intensely studying the film. What did you feel that you accomplished over the bye week?
Well, I truly got to find out exactly who we are, you know, and some of those things you find out you don't like. Offensively, defensively, and special teams, but you got to know that information, you know, as you start to move forward so you can fix some of those things. But again, we have a ways to go, and I think we all recognize that, but it's not from a lack of trying. I do know that. I know there's tremendous effort on our football team. I think they're working hard. We just got to do more things that help you win football games.
Was there a key takeaway that you're able to share with us on the offensive or defensive side of the ball?
Oh, yeah. There was one on offense for sure. You know, we got to quit turning the ball over. You know, I've always said in order for us to win games or to win a championship, you have to take care of the ball. And on defense, we have to get more turnovers. We know we just have to do that better. And on special teams, we have to make more dynamic plays.
Now, one of the things I always wondered about from a coaching standpoint is, does the bye week really give you an advantage? Not only because you have more time to scout the other team, but when you get into a self-scout like this, you're basically doing their game plan for you. So maybe you can try to understand what they're going to try to do to you on Sunday as well.
Oh, I have a pretty good idea what this team will try to do to me on Sunday. They would like to mash us if they could. They're a good football team. But I think when you spend time going through, first of all, who you are and what you are, I don't try to get caught up in who the other team is. Because I think you better know yourself first and foremost and what you can do and what you can do well to give yourself a chance to beat the other team.
That's right. And now one thing that they're not going to be able to study when they watch the tape the first time around was Robert Griffin III, nor did they see a healthy Terrell Pryor. But you're going to have those guys. And let's take a look at a big play from back in week one where they hooked up in the Giant Eagle film session.
Okay.
Here's RG3 looking, loading up. He's going long down the near sideline. Pryor's there. He comes back, and he makes a great catch at the 10-yard line. Terrell Pryor on an amazing catch over the back of the defensive back, Nolan Carroll, to make the grab. It's first and goal.
All right, Coach, so here we are back in week number one. There's Robert Griffin III. There's Terrell Pryor here on this play. They're going to hook up, but pre-snap, what are you seeing here from this Eagles defense?
Well, we're seeing quarters coverage, and we knew that Terrell had the opportunity to run by their corner. We knew Robert, who is a big ball thrower, he can throw it down there, that he would give Terrell a chance to make a play down the field, and that's what he did.
So as you go back and you look at it in the quarters, you basically are getting one-on-one on the outside. Is that, if you have that, if he's even, he's leaving, throw it up there, let him make a play?
Absolutely. You like to have that kind of mentality because that's how you score points. You know, that's how you get down the field. And anytime you have a big arm quarterback who can stick the ball down the field and you have receivers that go up and get it, you have a chance to make plays.
One thing I want to ask you, if you go back to the wide view of this play, is you talked right away, you said pre-snap, you knew it was quarters.
Yes.
What's the difference, or what tells you that it's quarters versus like two-man?
Well, the two high safeties, they tell you in the off corner on the other side.
Okay.
And some teams will press the boundary corner a little bit more than others, and this team chooses to press that corner because a lot of people don't like you to throw the ball quick over here on this side. So you know right now it's not cover six. You know where the wheel linebacker is. You know where the corner is up top. You know there's a two high safety, so you know it's kind of a four press, as we call it.
Do you like for the read then for Robert to be thinking about the guy who's getting pressed because there's a better chance to slip him and get deep?
Absolutely, and it's a short side of field throw. You know, the throw to the field you got to be perfect with. Not that you don't have to be perfect throwing this one, but there's a chance here to make a big play. There's no question.
And hopefully we'll get some of those big plays on Sunday.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back for more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this. Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Corey Coleman talks about his goals for the final four games of the year, and Danny Shelton talks about his passion for playing the game. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Segura alongside the head coach of Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and Coach Corey Coleman, a guy you drafted back in the day. He said, we like this guy because he can score the football. He's got 3 touchdowns in 6 games. Are you pleased with that aspect of his rookie season?
Yes, I am, because that is who we thought he was, you know, that he has the opportunity to stick the ball in the end zone. I'd like to see him do it a little bit more than what we're doing it, but he has that characteristic, and we're going to continue to try to let him display that. But he needs to continue to grow as a football player as well.
And in our last game, he did score that 3rd touchdown, turned Janoris Jenkins around. And he talked about that with Matt Wilhelm in the PNC Bank Play Breakdown.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns starting wide receiver Corey Coleman. Corey, we're going to dive into your touchdown against the New York Giants. It was a double move. You took a Pro Bowl safety and really spun him around. Just walk into that play. 2nd and 14 from the 21-yard line.
It was kind of tough because we've been down there, like, we were down there in the scoring zone, like, 3 times, and we didn't get any points out of it. So I knew this place was coming to me, so I knew I had to get open and watch film on the corner. I know he likes to jump stuff, so I sold the route like I was going to the post, and I went to the corner.
Takes the snap, McCowan back at the 30, loads up, fires left corner, end zone, touchdown, Corey Coleman!
He was open, that's for sure.
Sure. How fulfilling is it when Hugh Jackson introduces a play or a concept, and as you said, you know the ball's coming to you when it happens on Sunday, just kind of the way you practice it all week?
It's crazy, exactly, because you practice it all week and it works out, but sometimes when you practice, you don't get the exact same look, but, you know, we got the exact same look. We got man-to-man coverage.
Something we haven't been able to really talk to you a whole lot about is the hand injury. How tough was it for you sitting back watching this team get so close to some victories when you know as a playmaker, a guy who scores the football very, very well, that you couldn't go out there and help your boys, but now you're back out there now?
It was hard, but it was a learning experience. You know, I'm just happy to be back to help the team and try to get us a win.
Okay, take us inside the wide receiver room, because obviously you've got Terrell Pryor making the transition to wide receiver and having a Pro Bowl-like season. You know, yourself and another group of young rookies. What has it been like just in that room? And what does Al Saunders bring each and every day that you guys can feed off of?
It's crazy in that room. We got a lot of great group of guys from young to old, with Hawk being the oldest. But we're always, you know, try to keep each other up. And Coach Al, he's just always there helping us try to get better. You know, he coaches us tough. So you know, we're all in together, though.
Sure, absolutely. You can see that. Is there one player while you were at Baylor, you know, projecting yourself in the National Football League that you studied, or that now that you're here that you study each and every week that you kind of have to tune into to kind of mold your game after?
Well, there's a couple guys I really like, you know, starting with Steve Smith. I like A.B., Antonio Brown. Real cool with him. And OBJ, Odell, I'm cool with them too. So, you know, I try to look and, you know, mimic my game after them because they're, you know, elite receivers in the NFL.
Well, there's 4 weeks left in the season. You're coming back off the bye week. What is Corey Coleman's goal for the final four games of this season?
You know, let's start with getting a win. So that's really my main goal right now.
Coach, what are your goals for Corey Coleman over these final four games?
Just to watch him continue to improve and get better and truly understand the NFL game, to go score some touchdowns, more touchdowns, and just make more dynamic plays because I think he has that. I think he's truly starting to understand the National Football League game. It is different in college, and some guys it's going to take a little time, but you see the talent. You just want to see the consistency as well.
It should be an exciting final four games for Corey Coleman. And from a rookie, we'll go to a second-year standout when the Hugh Jackson Show returns. Up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Danny Shelton discusses what has made him so effective in his second season.
Really, it's just part of my new mindset that I have.
And we preview the upcoming game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zgura and Coach Jackson and Coach Danny Shelton, the second year really has blossomed under you and Ray Horton, Robert Nunn. What's the biggest difference you see in him now when you watch his tape versus what you saw when you took the job back earlier this year?
I think he's being really physical inside. Not that he wasn't before, but I think he's doing it more consistently and doing within the confines of what we're doing on defense. I think he's having a Pro Bowl year. I hope he gets that opportunity because a lot of people don't know about Danny, but Danny's having a sensational season.
Yeah, he's been a big man in the middle for the Browns, and he talked with our Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Dustin Fox here with defensive lineman Danny Shelton. And, you know, Danny, we've mic'd you up before. We followed you around during games. Your energy level that you bring every single game is crazy, and it seems to be infectious with your teammates. Where does that come from?
Really, it's just part of my new mindset that I have, you know, just want to be the guy that takes responsibility. You know, I just take it upon myself to bring the energy for our D-line because Kirkle brings the energy for the whole defense. And so, you know, I just want to, you know, make sure I do my part in bringing energy and, you know, bringing that factor.
It's party time!
Obviously, year two for you. It seems as though you're taking that next step on the field, off the field, however you may look at it. What has changed for you?
I think my mindset, really. Mm-hmm. I'm more focused. You know, I know our record doesn't really show, but really, really more driven. And I feel like my teammates have been a big part of that. You know, just seeing how much they sacrifice, how much we all sacrifice. And you know, just wanting to get a win so bad, I think it's made us, you know, that much better of players.
Passing, baby. We're bringing that juice today.
Let's go.
You had a great game against the Tennessee Titans, specifically a team that runs the football very well. How'd you feel about your performance against them and just overall this year?
I felt great. You know, and it was easy to perform when, you know, my teammates were doing their job. And so I felt like as a defense collectively, we were able to, you know, stop their run. And they got me my first sack, too. So I was pretty happy about that game.
Shotgun, Mariota, first down, looking. Danny Shelton got him. Big sack by the big guy. Danny Shelton blew through for a 10-yard loss back to the 20.
People are talking about you, you know, as being a potential Pro Bowler. And what would it mean if you made the Pro Bowl?
It'd mean that, you know, the hard work that I put in this offseason and battling through all the adversity this whole year, it'd mean that it didn't, you know, it didn't go to waste. And so in the end, really, it's, you know, just a blessing to be in this situation, to be, you know, named a guy who can be a Pro Bowler.
Whatever it takes today, let's do this. It ain't got to be today. Hoo, 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 hoo.
Hugh Jackson seems like a terrific coach. What do you see in him in the locker room on a day-to-day basis to really keep you guys motivated and striving towards the ultimate goal, which is, you know, to get some wins here and turn this thing around?
Really, I see consistency. He's a coach who is not going to let the record, you know, affect his teammates and his team. And so he's doing a really good job with, you know, just keeping us focused and not worried about the outside noises and the record, obviously. But I love the guy. He's a guy who brings a lot of energy.
Danny Shelton, appreciate the time, my man.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's kind of the same thing as I asked you about Corey Coleman. Final four games. What do you want to see from Danny Shelton?
I want to see Danny just turn up another notch. You know, I think he is a disruptive force inside for our defense. I like to see him really slow down the run games because it all starts with him. And then I love to see this man get some sacks because he deserves it. He's hardworking, and I don't think people know how rough it is in there. And Danny plays that role extremely well for us.
I remember his first against the Tennessee Titans, hopefully another one this Sunday. And speaking of this Sunday, we're going to preview that game when we return. Next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Coach breaks down what makes the Cincinnati Bengals so effective and gives his keys to victory on Sunday. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura and Coach Jackson. Coach, time now for the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's game preview. And we'll start with this Bengals team. They won last week. But when you watched them last week and then you watched them the last time we played them, what's the biggest difference you see?
I think they've improved. I think they've improved as a football team. I think they're playing better offensively, more consistently. The quarterback's playing extremely well. I think on defense, Vontaze Burfict is in great shape. And so, you know, he's the Pied Piper of their defense, so they're playing well on defense. I think their special teams has had an uptick. So this is a good football team that's coming in here.
All right, we'll talk about Burfict in a second because he had one of the best games the linebackers had all year last week. But let's talk about this offense. You know them very well, obviously. A.J. Green, Giovanni Bernard, both probably out this week. How does that impact their offense?
Oh, it impacts them, you know, because obviously when you take two real good football players off your team, it makes a huge difference. But at the same time, when you have a quarterback who's been there and played consistently and hasn't missed games, I think they have a chance to be who they want to be on offense. Our job is we have to slow them down. We have to, you know, get Andy to have one of those bad Andy games. And I think that's really important for our chance to have a victory.
Yeah, they're a top 10 passing offense, which surprised me when I looked at it, because you think of all the big passing offenses in the league. How are they doing that this year?
I think they're doing it with consistency. You know, again, it starts with their quarterback. I think it starts with their protection. And then you do have A.J. Green for some games, you know, so you have one of the better players in the league. And there's other players that you can give this ball to. So they're a talented group.
You talked about Vontaze Burfict earlier, two interceptions last week. He's got seven passes defensed on the season. How does that affect what you do when you have a middle linebacker who can cover and take away the football so effectively?
Well, he's a very dynamic player for their team because you just said it. He can do both, and he likes doing both. And you have to know where he is at all times. And he is going to be a handful for us, and we know that. There's times when they blitz him, and we got to know exactly where he is. There'll be time in coverage. We got to know where he is. And he's one of those guys that like to pick off crossers. So our guys, when we're running crossing routes, got to make sure they look out for this guy.
That's right. Keep one eye open. Now, Coach, new quarterback this week, new offensive line again with Jonathan Cooper in for John Greco. How has that chemistry looked in practice?
It's looked good, but you just said it's practice. You know, and there'll be some adjustments that we're going to have to make during the game. I already get that, know that, and I think our players do too. But, you know, they're the next guys up. You know, obviously Robert was a starter at the beginning of the year, so we get him back. Jonathan Cooper, we're going to take a good look-see and see what he is because he is the next man up at that spot. So on we go.
As always, Coach, what are the keys to victory on Sunday?
Well, they don't change very much. You know, you have to be able to take care of the ball on offense and run the ball and win situational football. We haven't done that very well over the last several weeks. And what I mean by situational football, third down, scoring zone, you know, all those areas where it gets a little tight. You know, your guys got to make plays. And then on defense, we got to slow their offense down. We got to make Andy say uncle, you know, from time to time and dump the ball. And he's really effective when he's running around with the ball, and we got to slow him down. And then on special teams, we have to contain their core special teams players because they have quite a few good ones.
All right, Coach, I know you wanted it a lot sooner than this, but I know the first win would be very sweet over the Bengals, and good luck in getting that this Sunday.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for being with us here on the Hugh Jackson Show, and let's go Browns.